Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy basketball. Wyoming getting ready for the Mountain West Tournament. They'll play tomorrow night against San Jose State. We've got sophomore point guard Cody Kelly joining us here on the program. Cody, always good to talk to you, man. What's happening? How are things going over there?
Oh, it's everything's going well. I think we're all getting excited for the tournament. You know, it's a fun time of year, so.
Last year it wasn't probably the fondest memory you've ever had of postseason play, losing that Air Force game. Does that stick with you guys at all? You know, you're a year later, kind of in a similar situation in the first round, or does that thought even creep up and you're mad that I even asked that question?
Well, I think it helped a lot that, you know, we were able to make a postseason tournament in the CBI and going to win that championship. So, I mean, that kind of brought everybody up from that Air Force loss. But I think that just goes to show that anybody can beat anybody in this conference. You know, nobody's safe. So you really got to bring it each and every day, especially in tournament play. So, I mean, I think we definitely have learned from that. Mm-hmm. And just going forward, being in kind of a similar situation, I think everybody's just kind of ready just to get back out there and get after it. So.
Yeah, speaking of that, you winning the CBI, Coach Edwards said today that, you know, he told you guys that, you know, you're not going to the CBI this year. I know the first and foremost, you want to win the tournament and go to the NCAAs. But, you know, with him saying that, you know, I don't know if that's any added pressure to go out and play well, knowing that postseason play outside of that, you know, may or may not happen if you don't win the tournament. So how do you go into this thing knowing that, you know, you got to win it to basically get to postseason play? Does that put an extra edge out there for you guys?
A little bit here and there. I think regardless of what we did last year, what we'll do this year, it's always a goal to, you know, win our conference tournament, to be the conference champion so we can have the opportunity to go play in the NCAA. And I think just with that in mind alone, everyone's ready to get that done and not to worry about anything else in terms of other tournaments and stuff, because, you know, I mean, the CBI was great, but I think I like how Coach Edwards is like, you know, we're not going to settle for the CBI this year. Mm-hmm. We did that last year, and that was a growing point for us. And I think now it's, you know, we need to get better and grow in terms of trying to make the NCAA tournament and stuff like that.
You've seen every team this season in the Mountain West. It appears to be open. Listen, I know Nevada's, you know, the favorite probably for most people to win, but you guys have beat Nevada. You guys beat Boise State. You guys beat Fresno State. I mean, you guys beat these teams that are ahead of you. Do you feel like it's a wide open tournament, you know, once you kind of get into that quarterfinal round?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just having those wins under our belt definitely gives us confidence, gives our coaches confidence in terms of, you know, beating those teams that are above us, because, like I said earlier, I mean, anybody can beat anybody in this conference. You know, you look at Utah State, they give Boise a run for their money every single game. You know, New Mexico's a tough matchup for anybody. You know, we could be a tough matchup when we're on our game. So I think it really just comes down to who's ready to play come tournament time.
With those wins that I mentioned beforehand, especially over the top, I think you guys and San Diego State are the only teams in the conference that beat Nevada and Boise State this season. So, you know, yeah, you got the sixth seed. You probably wanted more. Does it, knowing you had some of those wins and the way you played, do you feel like maybe you left something out there a few games this season in conference play and even in non-conference play?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few that it's a value, you know, especially in non-conference play with, you know, lost to Denver, lost to Northern Colorado, you know, we lost at home to CSU. A few out there that, you know, kind of bugs you, but, you know, looking forward, it's really, you got to beat everybody to win anyway. So, I mean, it'd be nice playing on the second day, but I think, you know, just adding another day to our schedule really can show kind of everyone's character on this team and how it doesn't matter what day we do play, we're going to bring it each and every time in each way, so.
I don't know if I subscribe to this theory or not, but you always hear from some that, you know, it's tough to beat a team three times in one season. Do you believe that? Or I mean, how do you feel about playing a team for the third time after you've beaten them twice?
If anything, in my opinion, it adds more pressure on the other team. I mean, just knowing what another team does to beat them twice and what you have done well to do that, I think that it gives us the extra confidence and to do the same thing again. But, you know, it doesn't matter that any other game previous. It really just matters who's going to lace up and play throughout the 40 minutes that we're given. So I think they got a little pressure on their side, and we got the confidence on ours, so I think that's going to help.
What was it like playing against San Jose State? You held a big lead down there, but they came back and put it into overtime before you guys put it away, and then you guys, you know, handled it pretty well at home. So, you know, what is about the San Jose State team, makes things maybe a little difficult for you guys from the first two meetings that you remember?
Well, they got a couple guys. I mean, just with Ryan Wellage and J.C. Hillman and a couple other guys in their roster that, you know, they were itching for that first conference win. You know, they play like they have nothing to lose. So it's always, you know, tough to play against a team like that because, you know, we might have everything to lose. They don't, you know, so they can play a little bit more aggressive and play more risky in situations like that. So I think that's kind of the toughest thing.
So, Cody, Trey Ladke broke the school record up in Gillette for points in a career. He passed you on that. What do you think about that? I mean, the guy can flat out shoot. I remember you from high school as well. I mean, you were a bigger player, you know, a little bit bigger, but you could fill it up, man. He does the same thing, but what do you think about him passing you there?
Super proud of the kid, man. I got a great relationship with him, great relationship with his dad and his whole family. You know, we were actually at the game prior to him breaking it. They were down here in Laramie for regionals, and I got the chance to go watch their first round against South, and, you know, it was just super nice to see him play. You know, like I said, he definitely deserves it, man. He's worked, put many hours in the gym. I was lucky enough to go back to Gillette a couple times and play with him a little bit, and, you know, I wouldn't say give him any pointers because, you know, he's always researching and looking up new things anyway, so... super proud of him. I'm glad it happened, and I'm glad that, you know, it was somebody that I respect and I can put my word out for. So,
Cody Kelly joining us here in the Sports Zone. Cody, what do you think about all these the postseason honors going on? You know, for the Cowgirls, you had Liv Roberts winning Player of the Year. You know, the wrestling team, you've got two Big 12 champions there, man. Good things going at the University of Wyoming right now, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, just... it's a huge testament to what we can do in this state. You know, the wrestling program alone has been phenomenal. Football did an incredible job. Our girls are, Coach Joe Legerfi is just, he's been great all season, you know, winning Coach of the Year two times in a row, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's just super good for the state, for the college, and for our community, so.
To get four wins in 4 days for you guys to reach the goal that you want, which is a Mount West title and get to the NCAA tournament, what has to happen for you guys?
I think we just got to take it one game at a time and not realize that, you know, things are going to come easy. We just got to come in and play, not look at it as we got to win four games, other teams only got to win three. I don't think any of that matters. I think we just got to look at it one game at a time. You know, we got to take care of business on the floor and let everything else play out the way it's supposed to.
Awesome stuff. Cody, thank you so much for the time. You guys got good luck against San Jose State on Wednesday, and we'll be watching and listening in. Thank you so much.
All right, you bet, man. Thanks.